Violence strikes the Somali church again. A virus disrupts missionary training in the U.S. And a missionary college crosses cultures even in unstable times. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An Islamic extremist group has murdered another Somali Christian. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bernie Daniels says the details have only recently emerged.
A Christian brother by the name of David Abdulwahab Muhammad Ali, who is only 29 years old, an active evangelist, was killed by the same militia that carried out the attacks on the teachers, the Al-Shabaab militia, which is a militant Islamic organization affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for killing four Christians over the last 6 months. Daniel believes this will intensify.
The situation for our Christian brethren in Somalia is very dire. It's a very tiny community in a militant Islamic society. So there is kind of an open season on Christians in Somalia.
Daniel urges prayer for the body of Christ in Somalia because
the response of the Christians of Somalia is going to be to carry on the message of the cross at great cost to their lives.
Next, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board's International Learning Center in Rockville, Virginia, was forced to close until May 12th for sanitation because of a viral outbreak. Over 100 people were sickened by the norovirus, which disrupted missionary training. The center offers training for missionaries throughout their careers and for returning short-term workers. Pray for the team as the center resumes its activities as a gospel launching pad to the world. You're listening to Mission Network News. Jill and Ray Davis have worked 10 years with the Africa Inland Mission Missionary College in Eldoret, Kenya. As they trained Kenyan missionaries, they also watched as tribal violence hit after the elections. Some Christians have gone against norms to reach out to enemy tribes, which Ray says is part of the solution.
We believe a grassroots movement of believers in local churches, local neighborhoods and communities should be reaching out to one another. So this has forced Christians to look at themselves, to examine themselves, and I think that's a positive thing.
They're finding their students are willing to go to the difficult yet strategic places they never would have considered before the training, says Jill.
We even have missionaries going to places that we couldn't mention on the radio because they're closed places, and yet as Kenyans, they are being able to go to those places and reach out to people with the gospel. So it's exciting.
Meanwhile, Greater Europe Mission is gaining access to high-security prisons in Poland. A small band from North Carolina is giving a series of concerts over the next few days in these correctional facilities near Warsaw. Jem is praising God for the open door to bring light and hope to those who have all but forgotten what hope is. Pray that many inmates will find freedom from guilt and shame through forgiveness in Christ. Pray, too, for God's blessing on a May 3rd concert for the general public. And Mongolia is a culture of atheism, Buddhism, and shamanism. There are 2.6 million people there. In 2000, Far East Broadcasting Company started broadcasting Christian radio in the country. Today, there are more than 40,000 Christians in 400 churches. Director of FEBC's Wind FM, Batuf Shinsengal, says the challenge today is obvious.
The church has been kind of a very wide in evangelism. As far as discipleship is concerned, we're lacking a lot of capacity, like leadership. So that's why the church is goal to make 10% of our population disciples of Jesus Christ by the year of 2020.
Wind FM has plans to be on the air in all 21 provinces, but the vision doesn't end there.
We have 6 million Mongolians living in China who have no chance of exposure to gospel, and so we want to reach out to these people via shortwave. Today, shortwave is still very, very prominent.
Recruiting a Christian for broadcasting in the Inner Mongolian dialect is underway. To help financially, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get the Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.